Imagine 1400 years later, which corners of the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put iman into our heart, my brothers. What can be a greater gift than iman? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to say to the effect, if my entire life is spent in sajda, just to thank Allah for this wealth of iman Allah has given me, I can never thank Allah sufficiently. A beautiful story, my beloved brothers. A sahabi who prior to Islam, also Jibreel alayhi salam used to come in his facial form to Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam's facial form was that of that sahabi. Prior to Islam, his name was Dayya Qalbi radiallahu anhu. And when Dayya Qalbi radiallahu anhu decided to accept Islam, Allah put in his heart, Dayya Qalbi radiallahu anhu came forward. Allah Pak informed Rasulullah alayhi salam through Jibreel alayhi salam that Dayya Qalbi radiallahu anhu is coming to accept Islam. Nabi alayhi salam laid his shawl in front of him, waiting for Dayya Qalbi. When Dayya Qalbi radiallahu anhu came in front, he pushed the shawl in front, sat on the ground, out of respect. And then he said, O Nabi Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm ready to accept Islam, but I don't know if Allah will forgive me. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is merciful, Allah is kind, Allah is forgiving. Definitely Allah will forgive you. He said, no, O Nabi Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've committed such sins that I don't know if Allah will forgive me. Then Nabi alayhi wa sallam asked him, what did you do? Allahu Akbar. Some historian says, he said, I buried many of my daughters alive by my own hands. At this, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken aback. Immediately Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam and said to him, Salam on you, O Nabi Allah. Salam to Dayya Qalbi radiallahu anhu. And tell Dayya Qalbi radiallahu anhu, if he recites this kalima, not only Allah will forgive him, but all his past sins will also be converted into good. Where do we get a kalima like this? Aren't we fortunate? By the qasam of Allah, all the kuffar of the world, the intelligent, the social, the philanthropists, the what beautiful qualities, all put together on this earth, can they match the weakest Muslim in the sight of Allah? I'm asking you the question, can they match? Wallah, the weakest Muslim, there'll be no salah, there'll be no fasting, there'll be no hajj, there'll be no zakat, there'll be no action whatsoever. There'll only be a Muslim saying, Allah, 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 Allah. The world will not come to an end. Allahu Akbar, the worst harm that has come to the Muslims today in the world, that we have forgotten who we are. We don't know our value. You know, Hafizul Quran? Allahu Akbar, my beloved. Imagine Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written in his kitab, if a Hafizul Quran looks enviously, meaning jealously, to somebody else for what he possesses, be it a doctor, lawyer, accountant, politician, prime minister, president, whatever, by the qasam of Allah, he showed Allah the greatest nashukri, ingratitude. Allahu Akbar. Like Allah is great over his entire creation, his word is great over every other word, my beloved friends. Imagine what Allah has given us. It's not a job or a shop, a degree or a position, some intelligence or some invention, high or some technology. No, my beloved brothers, this in the sight of Allah, by the qasam of Allah, by the qasam of Allah, if this entire world and what it contains in the sight of Allah was worth the wing of a mosquito, Allah would never have given a kafir a sip of water to drink. Understand who we are. Imagine Allah's protection to us. Ulama say, my beloved brothers, Allah says in the Quran, if it was not for fear that Muslims would become kafirs, then Allah would have given kafirs houses made of gold and silver. But for fear that Muslims will lose their iman. Their bodies would be so strong as if armament was around their body so that no sickness could come to them. But for fear that Muslims will give up Islam. Understand, recognize, realize who we are, my beloveds. Kalima on one side of the scale, seven heavens and seven earths on the other side of the scale. In the sight of Allah, which is more valuable, which is more heavy? Have you ever made shukr for this? Like Maulana was telling us last night, you meet a businessman,
How are you?
Allah's lak shukr. What's he meaning? Iman. What's he meaning? Business. Ask a student who passed well, what is he meaning? That thing on which a kafir, Yahud, Nasara takes pride on. Did you ever make shukr on this kalima? Did you ever think of this kalima? And wallah, it's not a joke. Sahaba who have the reality of this kalima in their hearts. Ask a man who had eyes that could see and then becomes blind. Ask him, he'll be able to tell you the value of eyes. A man with a full stomach, ask him about food, he can't tell you the value of food. But ask somebody who didn't have food for many days and then get something to eat. He knows the value of food. We still don't know the value of this kalima, my brothers. Huh? Imagine Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salam came to him and said to him, oh Abu Bakr, last night Allah showed me your place in Jannat. 8 doors of Jannat were calling, Marhaban Abu Bakr, Marhaban Abu Bakr, come through me. Why? Par excellence in every amal of deen. Huh? Yet, my beloved brothers, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, oh, how I wish I was the hair on the body of a mu'min so that I do not face reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. My Aisha radiallahu anha, Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers, probably there can't be a woman who made a sacrifice like Aisha radiallahu anha. What sacrifice? When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was stabbed by a majus. At that time, he laid unconscious for 10 days. Really, my beloved brothers, we make dua that like how the masjids were filled in Ramadan, make dua outside Ramadan is also filled like that. When you make dua, there shouldn't be one Muslim on this earth who doesn't make 5 times a day salah. Umar radiallahu anhu was stabbed at that time by a majus. Huh? He was unconscious. A Bedouin walked in the house and said, wake him up. He said, you go and wake him up. The Bedouin went and said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, Salah. O Amirul Mu'mineen, Salah. O Amirul Mu'mineen, Salah. Umar radiallahu anhu shook his head and said, wallahi, there is no place in Islam for that one who doesn't have Salah. The position of Salah in Islam is like a head unto a body. You've seen somebody without legs, hands, feet, probably eyes. Have you ever seen somebody without a head? That is the position of Salat in Islam. You know, 32 years ago, Allah shukar, our Jamaat was in Ghana. Allahu Akbar, we're not taking this Salah seriously. At that time, somebody's body was lying there. So I asked him, why don't they bury him? They say they're not sure whether he's a Muslim or not. I said, what you mean? They say, no, he doesn't pray 5 times a day, Salat. They wouldn't bury somebody if he did not make 5 times a day, Salat. Anyway, that is by the way. So Umar radiallahu anhu was lying. His son came and took his Mubarak head and put it on his lap. Umar radiallahu anhu pushed his head down and said, my son, my head is not fit for your lap. Then he said, go into the haram. If people are happy today that a bad man is leaving the world, then I know Allah will treat me how my companions think of me. And if today people are crying because a good man has left the world, then Allah will also treat me how my companions think of me. Obviously, you know what it was. He said, I ask you for one thing, and that's what I'm referring to. This is probably the greatest sacrifice a woman ever gave. He said, when you pass the room of Aisha radiallahu anha, ask her that place which was reserved for her next to her father and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if she would be so kind to give it to me in the Roza Mubarak. Not to visit it, to lie there. Abdullah ibn Abba, Umar radiallahu anhu comes, asks, and she says happily, a great cry comes out, a loud cry. And she says, tell your father Umar, he can have it. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu goes into the haram. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu comes into the haram. You can imagine the state of Sahaba. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's no Nabi after me. If there was a Nabi, surely it would have been Umar. Allahu Akbar, if Shaitan walks on the right, Nabi alayhi salam said, Umar would be walking on the left. Or if Umar walks on the right, Shaitan would walk on the left. How many ayats of the Quran were revealed on the opinion of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu? Allahu Akbar. Abbas radiallahu anhu comes with Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu back and tells the father and extols all his virtues. And all Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is doing is crying. He says, oh Abbas, if you can stand guarantee for me on the day of Qiyamah, then I know I'll be okay. Brothers, those who were promised Jannat, This was their concern. We who don't know what is our state, it doesn't even bother us. Like one pious man said, if a man fears Jahannam as much as he fears poverty, he's already a Jannati. How that heart can change? And I'm not telling you, I'm telling you to tell my own heart, my beloved brothers. It's a road that every one of us has to pass. Nobody has got guarantee. Nobody has got guarantee. Imagine Aisha radiallahu anha, my dear respected brothers. When she hears Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua, Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. Oh Allah, give me an easy reckoning. She says, oh you Nabi Allah, who Allah has promised, even if there was, no Nabi has sinned. And Allah promised in Quran, even if you have, then your past and future sins have been forgiven. Yet you say, wallah, with tears in his eyes, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I also only can go to Jannat by the mercy of Allah. My brothers, what is our position? My beautiful youth that I hear, the little extra sacrifice, wallah, your one sajda is more valuable than an old man like me's 1,000 sajdas. How Allah Pak loves a youth on the day of Qiyamah will be raised under the shade of Allah's mercy, that youth who remembered Allah. Now imagine that youngster who makes an effort for other youngsters to remember Allah. So my beloved brothers, alhamdulillah, the time is also gone. And I'm not a long speaker, I'm short and quick. You know, this T20 is all right for us. You know. Maulana and them are test players. So I just want to tell you one, two little incidents, my beloved brothers. You know, Allahu Akbar, this effort, we coming to you, you coming to us, it looks like nothing, man. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Pak says, and remind the proofs useful to the believer. We have a country next to us called Mozambique. At one time, it was like 70-80% Muslim. Today, the amount of people that have left Islam, you can't imagine. You know, once, my beloved brothers, the Amir, Allah Ta'ala Falis Kabar Wad Noor, his name was Rafiq Bai, and they went right into the jungles of Africa, into the jungles in Mozambique. And they crossed a river. And the local indigenous people took them on their shoulders and put them here and started playing the doof. And then they started singing, Tala'a al-Badru alayna, madha'alillahi da'i. And they asked them why. He said, people came to us and told us that there's no more Muslims left on the earth. You are the only Muslims that are left. My beloved brothers, how many Muslims have left this Islam? We have an alim. We have many alims from South Africa. In fact, in most of the countries of South America, there are alims in South Africa who are serving that communities now for a couple of years. So one of our alims, my beloved brothers, his wife, you can imagine they stay away not for 40 days or 4 months, for 1 year, 2 years. Those people, husband and wife, don't see their family back in South Africa. So one day the wife, after about 5-6 years, probably she went home once, twice, she asks her husband, can't we go back to South Africa? So husband, who just started a beautiful HIFS class in a place called Venezuela, in Valencia, which is a miracle of the time. If I tell you who are the people there, some of them the direct descendants of that great personality, that poet who went to the Qabr of Mubarak of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Al-Islam's hand came out to greet him. They are the descendants, the direct descendants of that. And when they came, so when they stayed with them, and their children started becoming Hufazi Quran, and started learning Deen, and there was a girls' Darul Uloom also that started. A miracle, an oasis in the desert. So when this alim's wife told him, it's time for us now to go back to our country, he didn't answer, he kept quiet. That night, look at Allah's doing. Husband and wife go to the students' houses. So the men speak to the men and the women speak to the woman. So in Arabs are always proud of their family lineage, of their family tree. So she took out the family tree and it went to one great sahabi. If I'm not mistaken, Mughira ibn Shawbah radiallahu anhu. That woman was dumbfounded for 2 to 3 days, the wife of the alim. After 3 days or so, she told the alim, if on the day of Qiyamah, we tell Allah, sir, we tell Nabi Sallallahu, we tell Mughira ibn Shawbah radiallahu anhu, we tried to look after your offspring to protect them from going into kufr, will you give us the opportunity of going to meet Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? It's the law of Allah. Nabi came, Dawud came, Dawud came, Deen came. Nabi went, Dawud went. Dawud went, Deen went. The children of prophets became idol worshippers. In this time and age, if the effort of Deen is made, weak Muslims become strong. And the doors are flung open for kuffar to enter into Islam. And when the effort of Deen leaves, strong Muslims become weak. And the doors are flung open for Muslims to become kafir. The children of Sahaba in places like South America, gone from Islam. My brothers, do you think in South Africa or in England we are safe? A beautiful garden needs so much effort. Dirty fingers, sun, dirty body to make and to spoil it. Leave it. If we leave this deen and this effort for this deen, wallah, my blood brothers, we were once in States. Allahu Akbar, and somebody read us a malfuz of Maulana Ilyas or Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi, in which he said, if in the effort in the house of a kafir the effort of deen is made, iman and hidayat will spread. And if in the house of even ulama the effort of deen is left, the progeny, we got no guarantee. Allah forgive me, at that time I thought it was a heavy statement. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately shows you. We went to one Arab brother after Fajr Salah, that time like how your summer nights are very short, like that also. So he said, come for tea. And Allahu Akbar, Arab hospitality, immediately whatever's in the house, they brought forward and made us sit. And as he's talking to us, he says, you know what? My father's father, my grandfather, wrote a tafsir of the Quran. They were from Lebanon. And a copy of it is present in the Seattle Masjid in Bellevue. So he said, mashallah. Then as he started talking, he said, but my father and his brother migrated to the States. My father married Muslim. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslim. But my uncle married kafir. All his children are kafir. Then I thought to myself, this is the effort, man. So my beloved young, beautiful sons, our risk is in Allah's hand. Our wife is in Allah's hand. Our life is in Allah's hand. The woman we're going to marry is in Allah's hand. What we're going to eat is in Allah's hand. How many have earned can't eat? How many have earned couldn't use that wealth left for their children? Their children couldn't get it. This is the only focus in our life. What is the difference between the focus of ours and that of Kuffar, Yahud and Nasara? Don't you think we've been sent, selected, chosen, taken out, not by me, not by you, but Allah personally, through these Mubarak words, the words of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are the best, not second best. Taken out for what? For the guidance of mankind, my beloved brothers. Wallah, today in this Mubarak gathering, wallah, at this beautiful night, this night, Allahu Akbar, really from the bottom of our heart, just look at our wife, look at our children, and for those who are not married, look at our future. If we make the effort of deen, inshallah, by Allah's qudrat, can you imagine how many generations will get this deen? And Allah save us if we leave this effort, my beloved brothers. What guarantee we got for ourselves? Will there be somebody to read 3 kuls for us when we die? Don't you think, my beloved brothers, a little bit of sacrifice. For dunya, what sacrifices we are not ready for? Say university. Man doesn't mind to leave his family and children, all his pleasures and leisures, gone to another place for 4 years, 5 years. And the higher the university, the better he feels. And yet there's no guarantee what you're going to get from there. Is there any guarantee? How many of you saw have studied? And Allahu Akbar, I know my neighbor, qualified as a doctor, was going for his community service. On the way to the community service, met in an accident, passed away. What did that entire medicine and all that effort, did it pay back? Today, my beloved brothers, this beautiful youngsters, wallah, we have so much hope in Allah that if this group of youngsters get ready to undertake the effort of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at that time when the deen is dying, I imagine Qiyamah Day, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, my deen was dying. You saw it. You did nothing about it. And imagine that youngster who takes this little stand, this little effort goes from person to person. They're exactly like how Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went. When Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the effect, my example and that of yours is, you are running towards hellfire and I'm holding you by your hips and pushing you towards Jannah. Anas radiallahu anhu asked Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on the day of Qiyamah, my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if I look for you, where will I find you? He said to Anas radiallahu anhu. Anas radiallahu anhu was the household of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, you'll find me at three places. He said, which are they? He said, one is, when my thirsty ummah will come with the Hawd al-Kawthar, I'll give them my Mubarak water of Hawd al-Kawthar by my own hands. He said, the next is at the scale of deeds. If their bad deeds exceed their good deeds, I lend my hand to the side of their good deeds so that their bad deeds fly up. And the third one, when my ummah will be falling into Jahannam from the pool Siraj, I'll catch them by the hips and pull them out. My beloved brothers, who is there from this beautiful youth, beautiful elders, we all are young, the life, we're still young. Who is there, wallah, who hasn't given 4 months to take this courage, to stand up, inshallah, in this year, I make niyat, inshallah, to go, my beloved, not looking at my pocket, looking at the qudrat of Allah. Who from this Mubarak gathering says, inshallah, I'm ready for this. Stand up, inshallah. Come, my beloved brothers. Turning to Allah. Allah is great. Wallah, my beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar, Allah's mercy is so great, you don't know. One person stands up. It's not one standing up. There might be nations and communities behind him. Stand up, my beloved brothers. Who's there? Come, beloved. Allah accept. More brothers, stand up. Come, beloved brother. Allah accept. Come, mashallah. Keep on standing, my beloved brothers. Young and old. Allahu Akbar. How happy Allah must be. Allahu Akbar. How many youngsters? Allahu Akbar. You stand up today. Old people stand up. Allahu Akbar. You know, I just come back from the Pakistan Old Workers Jor. Over 2,000 one-year pedal jamaats out in the part of Allah. And not like the jamaats of South Africa and UK with our phone on our side. You know, sometimes even if our mood is not right, our wife knows. Not like that. Nobody's got a cell phone. And if you catch, if somebody comes to find out you got a cell phone, you are taken out of the jamaat. So one jamaat was there. The brother only found out that his mother passed away after 3 to 4 months. Then his sister passed away. He only came to find out after another 2-3 months. So when the karguzari of this jamaat was heard, a foreign jamaat was sitting there. So the Amir asked them, you think our Jannat and this brother's Jannat can be the same? What? How do we want to be there? So much we're doing how to live. What are we doing how to die? Come, my beloved youngsters. Stand up, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Don't look back. Don't count. Musa bhai. Allah accept. MashaAllah. And how Musa bhai's name is also so nice. Acha. Allahu Akbar. Who's there? MashaAllah. We in our country, we got many bismillahs, you know. MashaAllah. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. Stand up, my youngsters. Allah. Old people also, elderly people. Like your wife, she'll be happy if you go. The further the distance, the more enchanting the view, no? Absence make the heart grow fonder. Huh? Otherwise, what will be at home? Chalo, himmat karo, mashallah, brothers. Stand up, man. Allah Ta'ala accept. Mashallah. Allahu Akbar. Come back. Take your wife out. Wallah, you'll see your children. You'll see. They say, a woman comes into this effort. Nations will come into this effort. Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers. We don't know who will get hidayat. Who will be affected. Where the effect of this effort will be. I was telling our brothers now. One doctor was telling us. He said, I'm not involved in tabligh, but I can tell you one thing. He says, you know what? I gave my driver, he's back in South Africa, some CDs on Islam. He said, the driver never listened to one. After 10 years, his son phoned me. He said, you know what, doc, I must tell you, my father didn't make use of them, but I made use of them. He said, I just want to tell you, I graduated as an alim in the Darul Uloom. Who can Allah's doors? Which way? Who will get affected? Through which dream, through which heart, through which life, through which pedal jamaat, through which person, through which talim, and what that family might be saved from Jahannam, and that one person will take how many people to Jannat? Huh? Make this, my beloved brothers. You don't know what this effort is. Once we were in Dublin, and Allah, our brother is telling us, he said, you know what, there was one brother living here around the corner. So anyway, jamaat used to go to him. So it was the month of Ramadan. He didn't fast. So he was too shy to come out. But that night his conscience pricked him. He came. Then he took part in talim. Allah shukar, his 5 namaz with jamaat started. He gave up all haram. He started deen. Then he went for 4 months. And then one day they were in Russia. I think from UK. They say one day in Russia, this brother was in Jamaat. And the other brother asked him, how many sons you got? He said, 5. He said, what are they doing? He says, Alhamdulillah, all of them 5 ulama. And if I'm not mistaken, they were in 5 different countries. So on another occasion, the brother asked him, but tell me something, man. How did you come in this tabligh? He said, the truth is, I wasn't fasting. This Jamaat knocked at my door. I felt guilty. And after that, I came. And then I went out in the path of Allah. Now imagine a Jamaat that didn't see the man. The effect is 5 sons alims in 5 different countries. On the day of Qiyamah, how surprised, amazed, and thankful that Jamaat will be who never saw that man without giving him a word of dawah. Now we were in Pakistan, brothers. Allahu Akbar. For the first time in history, deaf, dumb, blind person came back from 7 months in the path of Allah. If you say blind, he never saw the signs of Allah. Deaf, he never heard the name Allah. Dumb, he never spoke the word Allah. That heart got affected by Allah. What answer me and you going to give to Allah on the day of Qiyamah? One deaf and dumb brother went to another. He said to him, brother, come to masjid. He said, you go. What that brother did? He went to the masjid. In his life, he never heard Allah. He made wudu. He stood in salah, went through the motion of salah, lifted his hands, hot tears rolled down his eyes. He went back to the brother. In the sand, he made a hole. He took a match, he lit it. He said, you'll burn. He made the sign of a snake. He said, the snake will bite you. That friend came with him to the masjid. What answer me and you're going to give Allah on the day of Qiyamah? Today, Allah forgive us. In our houses, we don't even have sometimes the capacity to give our children the dawat of Allah. Is that true or not, brothers? When last did we speak to our neighbor about Allah? When last did we speak to our wife about Allah? That Allah who made us, looks after us, protects us, guides us. Then Allah, we can't speak about Allah. Don't you think we have to learn like kindergarten children? Like we hear A is for apple, B is for ball. The sun, from Allah. It's light, from Allah. Darkness, from Allah. Who covers the night in by day? Allah. Who takes out the day from the night? Allah. Allah. One leaf on a tree, if it gets gray, if it gets brown, is the entire system of the world. Scientists, technologists, armies, troops. Can they change that color back? If that one leaf falls from the tree, can the whole of mankind take that leaf and put it back? We have to learn to speak about Allah. We have to learn to remind everyone that we're going to die. The Prime Minister has to die. The President has to die. Who isn't going to die? They say in one masjid, after one namaz, the brother made an announcement. Example, Asr Salah. After Maghrib Salah, there'll be a janazah. They say when they came there, there were 2 janazas. Ask who's the other one? He say he's the one who made the announcement. Aga apne maut se koi bashar nahi. Saman so baras ka pal ka khabar nahi. My Maulana taught me this one beautiful poem, you know. Life is a thing that turns on wheels. Death is a thing that every man feels. If life was a thing that money could buy, then the rich would live and the poor would die. But Allah in his wisdom made it so. Rich, poor, black, white, man, woman, educated, uneducated, healthy, sickly, employer, employee, everyone is meant to go. Who's intelligent? Not the one who made a lot. Intelligent is the one who prepares to take a lot. So all of us, look, guys, Haji Sahab, stand up here with this. Can't be like, yeah, you also got away easy. Inshallah, we need 10-day jamaats from this area. Allahu Akbar, go into the bush. I'm sure in Blackburn there's many bushes also. Blackburn, Bolton, one halka. MashaAllah, from this Bolton, this beautiful masjid. Allah, I don't know when last we saw such a big amount of musallis. Allahu Akbar, at least 2-3 10 days jamaats, ashra jamaats. Who, mashallah, come below, brothers. MashaAllah, who can make, I'm sure one youngster, Allah, kabul farma. Hamid bhai, puri jamaat ab banalo. Allah, kabul farma. MashaAllah, who else? Stand up. Allah, youngster, whole jamaat with you, inshallah. Let me see your face properly. It's like nikah tuha. وقبلتها. ما شاء الله, الله قبول فرما. الله اكبر, الله قبول. Who else, ما شاء الله. Come on, look at this beautiful youngster. Allah Ta'ala accept him. Allah accept his parents. Allah accept his progeny. Look at that. There, you look like you spend, that beautiful brother, you look like you spend many years in the gym. You, the man in white. Allahu Akbar, stand up. Allah kabul farmali, mashallah. Allahu Akbar, who else, inshallah? Look at this beautiful brother here, man. Huh? Stand up, inshallah. Come, brother. The samosas and pakoras, don't worry. Now you got all, you can take it with you also. Go without it is even better. You'll feel healthier, no? Huh? MashaAllah. Who else, inshallah? We can make some beautiful jamaat from here for 10 days. Allahu Akbar. 10 days jamaat. Everyone. There was a nice brother who read namaz next to me, even Jummah. Where is he? He ran away. Yeah, there's he. Allahu Akbar. Asif, Asif. Come on, Asif, man. Allahu Akbar. Allah accept. MashaAllah. Asif. Allah, look at that beautiful youngster. Who else, inshallah? Allahu Akbar, 10 days, see the step, the first step, that 40 day, 4 months, how Allah will make it easy. You know, brothers, there's Hindus, Brahmins, you know them, Mota? They don't eat cow meat. You know, ne? So one of their children became but naughty, he ate cow meat. So the father said to my son, you spoiled my name, man. Stop it. He said, my father, I'm ready to stop it, provided you taste it. So he told one Muslim, make it nice, tikka. You know, nice, that steak. So the father ate it. So he said, my son, your tawbah accepted, but I'm starting from today. Allahu Akbar. If the sweetness of tabligh comes into us, you never stood up? Allahu Akbar. If the sweetness of tabligh comes into us, wallah, we'll never want to stay at home. This bhai here, such a beautiful bhai. I've been watching him from Jummah. Stand up, man. Come, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah accept. MashaAllah. Who else, inshallah? Aisab stood up. Allah, Allah kabul farmali, mashallah. Youth, mashallah. Allah Hazrat Maulana, Allah Ta'ala accept. Say ameen, inshallah. Allah, we don't know what this 10 days means. Now in Qatar, one brother went for 3 days. In 3 days, he realized he was stealing money from his boss. He didn't know what to do. 3 days, he couldn't sleep. Somebody told him, make salat to Toba and go and ask him forgiveness. He went there, he asked him forgiveness. He said, I'll forgive you after 3 days, then I'll consider it. He came back after 3 days. He said to him, I'll forgive you on one condition. You marry my daughter. Imagine in 1 minute, halal became haram, became halal. And what he never thought also became his. And that's still dunya. What Allah will give for akhirat. How many people just by recognizing Allah, what happens to that life? So inshallah, all of us make niyat, inshallah, my beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar, inshallah. Let's start. One small request. This is the month of Ramadan. In our houses, everyone, young and old, let's make one niyat. If we haven't got fazaile amal, fazaile sadaqat, let us get these kitabs. And every day in our house, 10, 15 minutes, let's make niyat. We're going to make this talim in our homes. Inshallah, talim will bring salat, talim will bring zikr, talim will bring all those beautiful qualities. Wallah, we don't know what the noor of this talim, the life of sahaba, the way of the pious, this is the answer. Jannat and Jahannam, that desire comes into our heart. My beloved friends, if this noor comes into that house, all the evil, the corruption, the calamities, the misery, the disgrace, the sin, by Allah's qudrat, all will be removed. Inshallah, all of us will do that, inshallah. Allah reward the brothers for sitting, inshallah. Tomorrow will be Maulana's talk. So inshallah, bring much more brothers, please, inshallah. Inshallah, you do so, inshallah. Tell our friends, we don't know one person sitting. You brought him. Allah put the noor in his heart. He gets hidayat. Allah won't forget you in the equation. Inshallah. All will do so, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyyil ummi wa ala alihi salim taslima. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. Allahumma ihdina wahdi bina waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma ihdi an-nas jami'a. Allahumma ihdi hadhal qarya. Oh, can Allah accept us all, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are weak, ya Allah. We are sinful, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, we are doubtful. Remove the doubt as regards you from our heart. Remove the doubt as regards your work from our heart. Remove the doubt as regards your deen from our heart. Ya Allah, make akhirat a reality. Put the desire of meeting you in our heart, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let's start preparing for that life, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah. Put this yaqeen that you are responsible for every child of ours, ya Allah. Ya Allah, put this in our heart that you are responsible for our home, ya Allah. Oh, kind Allah, we don't know how to ask and what to ask, except what our beloved Nabi alayhi salam had asked. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala mursalin.